三世人诸佛菩提圣南无阿弥陀佛。南无阿弥陀佛。诸佛菩提三世诸佛，三世诸佛菩提圣南无阿弥陀佛。南无阿弥陀佛。三世诸佛菩提圣南无阿弥陀佛。三界诸大菩提萨，南无净土宗大德耶和华三界诸大菩提萨，三界诸大菩提萨。제로 보시기 또 독주 들려봐. 내가 다티나를 만나 시에 랑도 내라스 군에 텀베 멘츠 양다 텀베 준비 마스바 마사와스 라미시아나 텀베 종쇼도 그러면 죽을 교환면 지시고스 제가 조사래 고인도 다똥다 제로 보시기 나서 디에시나 미밤 추제당 정리 견주 전이 시절에 숑도 졸아왔다라고 하래. 침을 마치 십도 꾸나 정 쓰시더라. 땄던다. 가서 알았던다. 하나. 아티가 너 터섬 치고 있긴 세 숭구야 하래. 들라. 너와 터섬 치고 해. 대안이 숭치. 응? 숭진이 많이 봐. 아니. 숭 자신보다 터섬 치고 해. 딜랍시아 숭구도 와지를 보십니다.
Lama Tsong Kapa, in one of his writings, he mentioned that he, well, without being easily, you know, satisfied, you know, by you know, meager amounts of learning, you know, he looked and studied extensively the text composed by Chonyi, Genzhou. Chonyi. He looked and studied extensively the text, you know, composed by the two supremes and the six ornaments. Yeah. So these are great Indian masters.
What was it? Take a lot, Karsana. A German swine hunter. 그러나 누가 숨긴 나면 아니씩 남게 타다니면 심지한테 아니씩 박이다 맞았다 탈배 박이 탈바 안 탈바죠 양알에 믿어요 아니 중결대 대바 쳐봐라 아니씩 들 아니 중결대 대바 쳐이기 남라 아니씩 도성검 높고 그래 도성검숨 치세 아니 탈바 쳐보 양알에 믿어요 중결대 대바 쳐봐라 도성검숨 치세 아니
So Lama Tsongkhapam said that in order to free oneself and sentient beings from the three kinds of suffering, from the sufferings of cyclic existence, and in order to place oneself and others in the city of liberation, then one must undertake the threefold activity of hearing the teachings, reflecting on their meaning, and then familiarizing one's mind with what one has ascertained. Yeah.
Oh, 가정시원하시래. 저도 아니신가 저 탑자 탑독세디다 먼저 되면 탑독세디다 디말했다 미네벤양할래다 세디다 또다 탑자 탑독디 디말. 최소한 다 텔라드에 대 균세에 대한 딘도 토과의 균세에 대한 가정의 섬자 탐지의 딘도 아니지 등이 탈지 못해 랑도 탈지 못 신기 돼 탈지 못 조회의 치도 당연히 미유 뒤성제 흉나 토섬 치고해 최소한 딘대기 아니 미유 뒤를 도발 쳐봐라 조치기 남 신고 그랬어 최소한 토섬 공수 치고 그랬어 독신 나 지금 무슨 소야 돼
So the final the highest ultimate aspiration or the goal that anybody can achieve is the non-abiding nirvana, yeah. A state whereby one's purpose and the welfare of others are both completely fulfilled. So in order to achieve this goal, this non-abiding nirvana, which is the highest ultimate aspiration that anybody can have, one must know the path that brings one to that state. And for that purpose, for that purpose, then we have to learn and understand that path.
독신이 죄송하다. 아주 니 도섬 야침부 제대 도나티르다. 흉망부 장애대 미유티 말해. 로 시지 남자시에 시등해 말해. 죄송하다. 아주 미유티 대신 가져있는 선다 샤고야. 흉 야침부로 샤야디 장바 제대 또 미유티 대신 윤도 썸고 그래. 로 높중 샌다면 로 아주 독신이 그 미유티 가져있나요? 선발 템발 치고 그래. 어디래.
So we must always remember that this is the reason why we educate ourselves in the Buddha's teachings, why we study and why we listen to the teachings, why we reflect on them, yeah. So that kind of, our learning here is unlike an ordinary education, yeah. We are not here to accumulate facts. We are not here to be intellectual, but rather we are here. We are doing extensive learning. And reflection, you know, with that goal in mind, the goal of achieving this non-abiding nirvana. So we always have to, remember this all the time, and keep this in our heart.
Oh, 독신이 제상 대치도 갈라 대상 다 지르면 돼. 아니 지금 흉라 아니 터슴 제대 아니 지금 보기 흉 아니 대스 아니 지금 다시 아니 대스 심부터기 침세도 나 지금 말했어. 그러마 슝 초식지고 현실 독신 침재되나 아니 니가 말했어 아니 슝 타다가 아니 식다 도바치고 그랬어 와 독신의 송재
라마 송가범 mentioned that it is not correct to be satisfied with some meager learning you know it's not correct to be satisfied with just knowing a little bit or a portion of the Buddha's teachings or just knowing just one subject matter. You know. But rather, one has to know everything. Yeah, one has to learn everything.
어, 독신이. 제상, 딘데 아니 지 슝라 아니 토바 자신부 지시 다톤다 아니 퇴베 퇴딩이 랑기 시엔지 아니 삼마 담고야 래스. 어, 독신이. 그럼 퇴베 퇴딩이 다톤다 지래. 토바 만화와시하고 신시 아니 토비 토바 때는 신시 신비 전등이 나 아니 양양도다 선로 당시 아니 고 보기 야반야고야시 순구여래 얼마
So one has to first learn extensively and to learn correctly so that one comes to know you know what you're going to practice now. But after you've come to know What you have through learning, what you have come to know, whatever you are learning, then we are supposed to then analyze and reflect on what we have heard and what we have studied, in order to gain a definite conviction, a certainty about what one has learned. Yeah, that comes from analysis. Yeah.
도신이 제자한다 근데 이제 아니 신념이야 무슨 예투바이나 아니 지금 가르쳐 되네 아니 지금 원해 지금 거기 가르쳐라 거기 심지 띵렀냐 봤냐 봤어 또 원해 지금 거기 준주 약부 용토야시 배신 된다 했어라 가르쳐라 또 거기 준주 약부 시용토야시 내 준주 약부 시 깨봐야나 아니 원해 지금 봐 그러면 제지도 내시 아니 신념은 제지도 시시 아니 지금 뭐 검게 아니 염도는 또 뭐게 어떤 얘기다
And then, so through reflecting and analyzing what one has learned, then when you gain a definite heartfelt conviction in what you have heard or learned, that this is really true, it is the case. Then, when you have that heartfelt conviction, that will naturally spur you, that will naturally, you know, cause you to be hardworking. You will naturally take an interest in your practice. You know, this joyous perseverance will arise, and it is with this joyous perseverance that one meditates on the teachings. Yeah, which means familiarizing your mind with what you have ascertained, and it is through that process of familiarization that the experiences and the realizations of the path will arise in the mind. Yeah, so this is the order of progression. How you know we're supposed to do our learning and practice, yeah.
What in the labor to any chicara, dog, any carsor, sabbat, and catch you, yam, or took some tea thing to that, and they getting land, sabbat, catch you, lam yam, and chish, and it up, salon, top of cone, want to pass, not to that, this way.
And so through such a process, then one continues to familiarize the mind with what one has already ascertained, then through the repeated familiarization, then the experiences and the realizations of the path will arise in the mind, and they will then continue to evolve and grow.
Yeah.
Like what I mentioned in briefly in the previous class, you know, if you know, on the basis of really, you know, thinking well, you know, about what the root of all our problems are, what is the root and the source and the troublemaker of every single misery and problem, and when we come to see for ourselves that it is only the Buddha, nobody else, was only the Buddha who presented this clearly and has shown the way to eradicate this root of all our problems, then a very special kind of trust and devotion will arise towards the Buddha. You know, one then will also come to see that the Buddha is really in a class of his own. Yeah, yeah, it's unparalleled compared to the founders of other religious or philosophical traditions. Yeah. And it is also through this that one comes to see, you know, to ascertain for ourselves that the Buddha is a valid person, a valid, trustworthy authority.
Oh,
Well, it's similar, you know, with respect to the presentation of the Four Noble Truths. Yeah, so the Buddha talked about true suffering, and he said that the true origin of all our problems and the root of all our problems is the ignorance, apprehending a self. And that the only solution, the antidote to that, is the wisdom realizing selflessness. So we have to see for ourselves through thinking and analyzing that how this is the case. You know? We have to see for ourselves through thinking that really, you know, the only way out, you know, is you know, this understanding and realizing this very special wisdom, yeah, this special wisdom that realizes selflessness, yeah. And we have, so that's why it's very important to work at this, no, to arrive at this understanding.
Oh, Tuxin, Jazan, that Tundani, that Tava Chesh, that Shun Shinch, that Tundani, some of the Stanko Yore, or Tuxin, and some of Tanche, and if we dare stop, some never never see Chiba, Kishimore, Tava Jambe, Mashawash, 2020, so some of Tonche, Gilzen Dudam, Tuxin, so some of Tango. 계심
So as such, no, no, we have to reflect, really sit down and reflect and analyze, you know, what we have learned here. It is, you know, it is not sufficient, it's not enough just to hear the teachings, not just to study. We have to, you know, reflect and critically analyze, with reason, what we have heard. Is it true? Is it really like this? And so we have to think, and think deeply until we gain a conviction. Yeah. So that's what we need to do. Yeah. Really, we really must think, must analyze. Yeah. So for that purpose, first we have to hear the teachings. So I'm here. I have the job of presenting to you the material. I have to explain to you the material. So in the course of the explanation, if there are any things that you are not sure or you're not clear about, or if there are any things that you find perhaps, you know, it's not so correct, you know, then you should bring it up and ask, yeah, and through, you know, this you know, question and answer and discussion, yeah, then we can then bring more light to the material, you know, to understand it better, yeah. So it is important that you must think about stuff, you must have doubts, you must have qualms, you must have questions,
yeah.
So, but in order for there to be, for you to have questions, you first must be thinking about the stuff, yeah? Just sitting there and just, oh, it's always like this, it's like that. You don't think, then of course you're not going to have questions, yeah? So, but in order to have questions, you must be able to think. You must be able to see, oh, what is this, what is that? And in order for that to happen, you need to be alert. You know, your mind has to be fresh and alert. You know what I mean? Yeah, in general. Yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 당부 시작하다 제일 시작하다 마지막 시작을 시기 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 시나에 저용 말아.
And also, as you move on to, you know, as you move on, you know, with the material, you know, it is not going to work, you know, when you know, as you continue the material, then every time you move on to the next section, you forget what was taught in the previous section, you know. And then when you move on to the next section, then you also forget, and then the what you've just learned. If that happens, then of course you're not going to have any questions as well, yeah.
어떻게 찾았다? 어떤데요? 어떻게 닦았다대? 나건데 대화 믹스로 해도 이거 맞다 김이도 어떻게 닦았다지래? 와 어째서 닦지랑 어째 닦는지 슈디기하래? 발람님 고라 유에대 닦바르시다 주인이시 치다샤와 세대 아니 대라 망보유하래 주인이시 치당 쓰는 망보도와 어디 거래? 나 먼저 마치사래 하국이하래 나 대가브레야 되기 대소 땅국이하래 돈다이니 주인 양바티기 나 돈다이니 그 가서래 그 가장 땡주 세디 가장 다시 개비노가나 땡주 세디 아니시 니모베 달라 쳐봐 코아다 니숨이 아니 코아다 아니시 세베 동안래 아니 직발래 쳐봐 세디 땡주에 돈다 디숨이하래 나 돈다 되게 가르송아서는 땡주에 타서 땡주에다 조사디 참기하래 이 창바 인상 소소의 니에도 가나? 어떡시니 봐? 고아든 이승기 직관에 쫓도야 되니? 아니, 다가나시? 아니, 니몽배? 아니시? 가르소하래. 니몽바마 시도해. 어디 내시 기주 창대교에서 뒤돌아야 소소 니시 시도 가라? 양 구름 뒤돌아 죽어야. 어떻게?
And all of you have already heard, you know. Many times, you know, how, you know, we should listen to the teachings and how the teachings should be delivered or how it should be taught, isn't it, right? It's always right at the beginning of the stages of the path to enlightenment and literature, yeah. So we have heard, you know it already, so you need to refresh, remember those teachings, you know, and put it into practice, in such a situation, you know, yeah. So, with regards to how we should listen to the teachings, yeah. And in the last lesson, I explained to you the meaning of shastra, isn't it? The meaning of a treatise. What a shastra is. So, a treatise is that which contains the subject matter that would cure or pacify the enemy of the afflictions in our mind, and it is something that can rescue or protect us from the sufferings of the lower realms and the sufferings of cyclic existence. Yeah. Okay. So this is what the subject matter can do for us. So when we listen to the teachings, we need to do it in such a way that those two things, you know, can actually happen, you know, or can have an effect on us in that way. Yeah.
독신이 다른 조카들 다 같은 무슨에 지나라 진데 그들 지금 진데 도와 다 터봐 터다 시심 도와 다 돈다이 터봐 치도 야심 치게 떡이 아니지 뭐 맞을 중아 아니 오늘지 그 시와이 맞지 어 진데 다시 통고 그래서 어디 가든 납치했나 다만 자신부 집에 따라 가서는 보기 시신 투하 어떤 데시고 해 돈다니 마젤 매마 킹밥 매마 어떻습니다 진대 매바시고 해지 숨도와 저장다 딩만족 고기하래 어디래
and it is mentioned in the advice of the great Kadampa masters of the past that the sign of having learned extensively is being disciplined, being subdued and disciplined, yeah. Which means, you know, the more you learn, then over time you become more subdued, more calm, more peaceful, yeah. And also over time, you know, one, as the more we learn, the more we know, then that has to come with less arrogance and less pride. Yeah. So that is something that we all need. Yeah.
어, 독신이. 다 아니 더바 망고 주는 때 시험받아. 아니 때에서 망수 시험받는 되게다 소소이다 보기. 마제패. 아니 지금 전선패, 타도패 어떻게 있냐는 송바이나 아니 지금 더바 시동 노르와래서 어떻게 송구하래 재산다디. 상면 공부 시고 그래 어떠신지 먼저 최치해디 도숨 용으로 다양해지도 주인이 시식이 어래 어때요 윤도 수습이요 상모 당국에 어때요
It is said that one's studies has gone wrong if that study promotes one's arrogance, one's pride, one's jealousy of others. And promotes one's negative sense of competitiveness. Yeah. So it is important that doesn't happen because the goal behind learning is to pacify the enemy of the afflictions in our minds. Yeah.
어 독신이 드네 마다 아니시 간사를 까다면 손아티라. 다 니무충아 다 검지에 따라 드네마 아니지 삼지야 다 검지에 여다 메시지다 오늘 검지 약무지 자기 여다 메시지 안 딱 간지 통해서 니무충아지고 그랬어 검지 약무지 장아지나 아니 대결은 니무충으로 충을 두고 해야지 다시 통고 그랬어 어디 순거야
Likewise, these great Kadampa masters also said that the sign of having meditated on the teachings is the weakening of one's afflictions. So that is the sign, the correct sign. So if we find that our afflictions are becoming weaker over time as a result of one's meditation, then that is a sign that one is really meditating. Yeah.
어, 독자, 딱 오늘 검찰바 세대, 남자 검찰기, 검찰바 세대, 쏘쏘다, 뒤에 말해, 검찰이 쏘쏘보이다, 오늘 코아치, 아니, 동아리 규마치와 중마치, 코아라 양양도 코아치에 쏘다, 니무기 치기하래, 재산 검찰치, 딱띠 오늘 총 땅토바이나, 딱 검찰바 세대, 딱뚱다, 진대지라 쓰기하래, 그러봐, 어디래.
When we say, such a person is a great meditator. But whether the person is a great meditator or not, depends on whether, his, her, or her afflictions have weakened, over time as a result of, their meditation. Yeah. Why? Because, that must be the sign of a great or correct meditator. Because the thing that has been causing us to suffer, the thing that has been tormenting us, and the thing that has been keeping us in a cycling existence, the very thing is none other than our afflictions. Yeah.
어쨌든 시작하다 검잡신 님은 충으로 땅 봐야나 언제다 레마사일 잡을지 모르겠어요. 그러와 아니 뒤면은 언제다 님은 지점 제일 특이 아니 레사도 사지 아니 지다 유마시와 거하지 근데 시작이 도와다 님은 충으로 지마이나 뒤도 그 레사 용으로 줘야 충으로 줘야 누가 님은 누가 충으로 두고 있나 레사에 아니 유용 잡혀야래. 그러와 재산다 더이 검잡치 어떻게 되시다. 검잡아야나 디네시라 로고기열에 어디서나 안에 원해지다 검잡이다 뒤부터에 어디다래.
The accumulation of karma, our accumulation of karma is commensurate with the strength of our afflictions. So if afflictions are very strong and powerful, then we tend to accumulate more karma and stronger karma. So of course, then if the afflictions are weaker, the afflictions are not so strong, then correspondingly, the frequency of accumulation of karma and the intensity of those karmas that we accumulate would likewise be weaker. Yeah.
Oh, Tukshini, that chesa tang zong chun yi xie gulong da da wa xie mo hua xie o tu xin tu da yin ti le da ji chun yi xie ji du gan la kan kang tu du da ba ge sheng bi duan xi du yin suo ti de ji ge dui na gulong su qi guai ji o ti ne ga cha ge yo le ro ti le da ti da mang ji qing ge de yin da ti qian xian bei ping men de wa da sa mo su su ge de xie da ma chun yi xie jie di da sheng bi duan ge xi du yin su a ti nian xie sheng bi gan de xi du gu du su.
So I don't have to remind you of the importance of you know, setting up the correct motivation for learning. Yeah, I don't have to do this over and over again. We all have to keep this in mind and remind ourselves every time, you know, when we have an opportunity to learn the teachings, and we have to change and to watch our mind and change our and adjust our motivations accordingly. Yeah. But actually, you know this already. You have learned this already. But just knowing it doesn't help, isn't it? Knowing that, oh, I have to do this, doesn't help at all. But what helps is just using what we've heard, what we know, and then just applying it and just try. You know? So we just, okay. Yeah, I'll just try to do that.
독신이 자서 주의 스스로 꿀웅 뒤에 쪼고에 내가 침벌해 자서 먼저 꿀웅 쪼고 그래 꿀웅 쪼고 그랬으면 계신 무슨 와에 팀벌해 랑이 러디 뒤에 촉수 줘야라 겨바침 부여래 주의 스 체디 랑이 쌤 뒤에 그 시도 인스 어디래 마또 로마 심박해 말해.
Yeah, so the whole point of learning the teachings, understanding the teachings, whole point of explaining the teachings, whatever it is, there is none other than just to, you know, subdue, discipline our minds and subdue our minds. So that has to be the motivation, yeah. And that's why it's always emphasized, the setting of motivation at the beginning of the teachings or any practices emphasized, yeah. Because, you know, when we adjust our motivation, it makes a big difference, because, you know, we are nudging our minds in the correct direction, isn't it? Yeah, so therefore it's very important, yeah. Okay, as for the subject matter of this treatise, the Sublime Continuum, the subject matter is the seven Vajra topics, or the seven Vajra essential points. Yeah. And what are these seven? So you can see in verse 1 of the root text, yeah. The seven are Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Then you have the basic constituent. Then you have enlightenment. Then the qualities. And Buddha activities, yeah. Enlightened activities, yeah.
Oh, Tukshin, yeah. 자, 디네마 아니지 담보다 아니지 산제 아니지 산제 세들라 다 뒤에 개변도 가라 아니지 단담이 온도 전에 뒤에 개변 그러고 아니지 건축이 온도 전에 다 뒤에 개 산제 세들라 그러고 지금 산제 지도 양고 바 뒤에 대해서 바 개변도 가라 아니지 다 단담이 온도 전에 뒤에 개 건축이 온도 전에 다 산제 뒤에 개 어떤 데고도 산제 가대임에 어떻게
So as to what Buddha is, one can explain it from an ultimate perspective or from a conventional perspective. Yeah.
What do you mean? That tere, ta kapti so so shedi, kapti shedi, ta kasore pogi, kyapsu, tana kasore ta tiwari ti jelashin tu tiki. Tana ta tenda me sanja kunjo sedi, ta namjo karsena, ta nidu poyo pangwa seda, ani taganashi, ani chetamjo, usumu tobi ishi sedi, tanda chikla. Da chuku usini, chuku la pa chen yu gala nye chengi gore, na ngu niku tang ishi chuku usini, na nidu pangyo pangba asini ngu niku che. Rwa, ane chi, da chodami usundami ishi isini, da chuki ku che, da tini ka ane tundami kure yasu otoksini sunga isini.
Okay, so we talk about the Buddha jewel. So, and there is the ultimate Buddha jewel. The ultimate Buddha jewel. So we can talk about the ultimate Buddha jewel in this in the sense of an abandonment of the afflictive obscurations. We can talk about the ultimate Buddha jewel. In the sense of the wisdom which directly perceives all phenomena. So, the abandonment of the afflictive obscurations, that is the swabhavikaya, or the nature body, and you have the or then the wisdom which directly perceives all phenomena directly, that is the wisdom body, or the wisdom truth body.
Sanjay and Subun Rosina Mother, and Louis de Machima in Kudua. That Duxin ships over Senna, Sanjay said, but she catches Mushashi. Oh, that is Benata. Sukipumuchibu, that Puggy, Tamato Kansas said, the Sujin Kansas Senna, Sanjay said, Sujin Kansas, the Senna, she mother called me to Hata. Sanjay Kinesia, Machina, Roma, Jazanta, Tanda Digita, turn them a chuku goose and go with them, but lunged them us. Not that this one told us, Sanja Pomich, go with them, but lunged them, but he turned them a Sanja Kujo till a cigarette. So,
I would like to use this as an example to highlight, you know, the usual situation that most people are in. You know when people think about Buddha, you know. Most people always look at Buddha only from the perspective of that a form, you know, just like how we perceive another person, that person, you know, is always in relation to the body of that person, right? So when, for most people, always think of Buddha as, you know, there's something there, you know, the form, you know, right? So of course that happens because if one doesn't really, you know, one doesn't have a good understanding of what Buddha really is, So really we have to think more deeply. So back to the Buddha jewel. So it is the ultimate Buddha jewel. So in short, you know, what is the ultimate Buddha jewel? It consists of it is the true path. The true cessation and true path included in the continuum of Buddha. Superior.
Oh, Tushini. That in this name, that in a matatun, the name Anishi, Kunzubis, and Sanja Kunzubis, Sanja said, that Sanja Kunjo said it, Tundai, that Sukikula said, or Tushini, Sukula said, and it here, Pa, Anishi, but there's any. Jeru Tangwena, Anishi, Moniku said, Anishi Lungudan Tugus, or Tusin is Chetesh, or Tisungare, Desanta, Lungudan Tugunidi, Kunzu Sanya Conjos, not Tusin Chet.
Okay, so in brief, the ultimate Buddha jewel refers to the truth body, Dharmakaya. And when divided, then you have those two divisions. Yeah. Then what about the conventional Buddha jewel? Conventional Buddha jewel refers to the Rupakaya or the form body. So when you elaborate on, when you divide the form body, then you have the complete enjoyment body and the emanation body. So these two are constitutes the form body, Buddha's form body.
What do you mean? That do you mean? Then Mata, Chuche, Sanjay Kunjus. Any? That yeah, that was that. Good. That thing about Shibshu. That na ya, that go get them about Shibshu. Kare, that ya, she. Is choose na kare le. Any? Suki kuda ngoni kula chabak kare asinta. She na ta mangbo zaiyo baru ta tiksinta. Roya kote she chishi machine shengu kula.
So, having said this, yeah, there's more to know, isn't it? Because if we question further, what is the nature truth body? What is true cessation in the continuum of Buddha? What is wisdom truth body? You know, what is this and what is that? Yeah. So in order to really understand what Buddha is, then we have to know this, yeah. All these things, isn't it?
Oh, that kind of sukhi kula ya, ne mo ni kulungku, at today chaba kare desu na, na wa ane si ta, today chaba mangpu ta, je re ta ko samutana je chaba zoji me si leti kudwa.
Well, same thing with Buddha's with the form body, you know. You know, you have what is this? What enjoyment body, and then you have this emanation body. And what are they? And what are the differences? You know, so you see, you start to think and really question. Then you see, you so many questions, that come up.
Otokshini, that dantele, that tishini, chazan tako, ozo shungji chito kala chazan dushinjapte yama, chazan shungji zo kwa kanga jala chabi yare, chazan ta.
So as such, no, there's no way one can come to know everything just by reading or studying one topic, one text. It's impossible. Because because everything is connected, yeah. So the things that are not obvious in one subject matter or one text, you have to look for it in another genre of teachings or text. Yeah. Therefore, in order to really know everything, you know, one has to have an overview of all the Buddhist teachings, and one has to learn widely. Yeah. As such, in order to succeed in that. So when you finish with learning one topic and you move on to another subject matter or another text, you cannot forget what you have learned earlier. Because if you forget what you have learned earlier, then you know, there's no way you can make all these different connections, and then as such, there's no way you can build up a complete picture.
Ani, there's a public lamgi temba, said it, turned up a chokucho, said it, that to the discard.
And, okay, next you have the Dharma jewel. Okay. Same, we have the ultimate Dharma jewel. What is the ultimate Dharma jewel? Short and sweet, it is the true path and true cessations in the continuum of Chang Zen Papa. Bodhisattva superior. Oh, no, in superior, yeah, superior. For superior. In the continuum of superior, yeah.
Got 딱갑디 된다면 산지 그저 갑디 잡숨세디 대지 투모만이 비 온도 신이 시리얼 제산다 딱갑디 시에기 잡숨디 다 대지 투모만이 비 온도 신이 시리얼 산다 보기 된다면 잡세 된다면 산지 군조 세대 다 대지 법의 유기 아니 고비 때마 남기 때마 와서 어디라 샤 어디 순가
because this discussion here is in the context of the Mahayana. This is a Mahayana treatise. We are discussing the three jewels in relation to the Mahayana. What is the Mahayana's presentation of the three jewels? So as such, the doctrine of the Dharma, the ultimate Dharma jewel here, refers to the true paths and true cessations, in the continual welfare, 장생파파, Bodhisattva superior, not the other way around. 보디사바 수비야.
어떠시네. 드네마 다 군전 최군조 세디 다 아니 산지 숭배 다 변하다 가르소하다. 다시 시절은 못하다. 아니 지금 다가 나시다 이제 드숨나 소바진조다. 드네 다 군전 최군조 세디 다 소라진조다 샤.
Then the conventional Dharma jewel would be things like the short, middling, and the extensive perfection of wisdom.
어떠시니? 다 도시니? 드네마 아니시니? 다 던더비기도 근처 오세디 안 갚으셔야디 다 대지용도시 시작해서 다 대지법의 유기 다 리그베인데 저인데 다 던더 직관에 다 던더의 고민 땜바당 안 남기 땜바디 던더비기도 근처 오세 도시야
And then as for the Sangha jewel, you have the ultimate Sangha jewel as well. And since we are talking about this in the context of the Mahayana, so the ultimate Sangha jewel here is basically the true path and the true sensation in the continuum of a Bodhisattva superior.
어떻게 되네? 마다 군집에 다 긴데 군족 세대 아니지? 가서 왔다. 다 대신 봐봐. 다 동당이 날
대신.
다 대신 봐봐. 진짜 아니시다. 군집에 이제 군집 없으면 독수해.
Then the conventional Sangha jewel, the Mahayana superiors.
어떻게니? 제자 다 떠기니 쉬어야 돼. 변화 가서 왔다. 다 곧 가서 왔다. 변화 최근조 시인도 갈아 남수 남겨다. 최근조수도 만도 다 송랍질라마도 남기준도 다 삼음 다 가서라 밖에 롭중만 생기지나 아니 최근조수도 가나 보기 산재의 송도우질마도 싫어 아니 지 너희도 샤동도 와 봐봐 딱 오늘 최근조 오늘 세디 다 보기 고백대마 남기대마 세디 오늘 들어와 다지 삼로 파 십초지 딱 보이나 잡고 오늘 세디 오늘 지 라니 오늘 지 보기다 과도 니숭 아니 나빠도 아니 지다 니몸이 지봐 어떤다 진조래 쪼배디 벌써 뭐 다이나 고배대 봐 남기대 봐 세 최근저 보기 원에 들으면도 그 소라고 소대 말아봐 좋아
so for those who have not learned the Buddha's teachings you know when their idea of Dharma jewel most people, when they think about Dharma jewel, they will think, oh, Dharma jewel is the Buddha's teachings. Most people think, Dharma jewel is the Buddha's teachings. Or, they will point to a text or a scripture, oh, no, that's Dharma jewel, But, that is not really, the real, Dharma jewel. Because if you think about it, the real Dharma jewel, the ultimate Dharma jewel, the actual Dharma jewel, is true path and true cessation. True path and true cessation. It has to be true path and true cessation because this true path and true cessation that is the actual refuge. Because it is the true path which leads to the true cessation, which brings us that freedom from our problems, that brings us the freedom from our afflictions. Yeah? What protects us from our afflictions and the suffering is the true path and true cessation, isn't it?
제산 남주 다 먼저 교회 문의 교회들이 아니 주들의 습도 남주로 좁아 아니 죽을 잡으면 세대 죽을 줄에 세대다 밖에 남기 때문에 고배 때문에 섬도 땅바에는 아니 지금 원에 잡으면 세대 섬도 과하신 것도 봐 어디래.
So it's mentioned, yeah, it's said in the teachings that of the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, it is the Dharma that is the actual refuge, yeah, the thing that actually protects us, yeah. And what is this Dharma? It is the true path and true cessation. So if we sit and think well, we will come to see how that is the case, you know? Yeah.
어떻게 다가나시 아니 기니군조 세대 두달에 딱 오늘 지금 삼례하고 이상해나 기니군조 세대 다 등기 세대 보기다 꼭배람 아니 시기다 람기 때마 아니 시 꼭배 때마 줄라 댄댕해지 고기요래 기니군조 오늘 시발라 그봐 딘데시 고기요 유데 딘데시 되나 딱 기니군조 세대 딘데시라 나 과해 말해 이나야 딱 아주 아니 보기 야 내저 약국 마시도 가라 기득군조수도 아니 거기 랍도 중화질 뭐도 딜레 나가지 고마도 체크도 와 어디래.
And the actual, the real Sangha jewel is actually, you know, the quality, that quality possessed by, is a mental quality, yeah. And it is the true path and true cessation, it's a mental quality, isn't it? That is the real meaning of real actual Sangha jewel. But for many people who are not aware of this, so when they think about Sangha, their idea of Sangha are just basically ordained people, yeah, full stop. Yeah.
어떻게 자자 따뜻한 이제 따뜻한 팀고 다 같이다 아니 그 처음 처음이나 아니 삼로다야라 야시무용하시 따뜻한 이제 라이팅 어떻게 지니까 나고야지 변한다 처음 야시무 처음이나 왕부 시도이나 아니 지금 뭐 산재 주 인도인 수도가나 아니 지금 삼로다야 망유득도 와 아니 먼저 런게 대바시서 유기 산재 주 인도인 세대 아니고 아니 지금 곧 가수와 아니 지금 쉬어야 아니 지금 야시무용하시 삼로 그래 아니 대바 깨라이나야 개발을 용하시 어디를 제작다 잡아 채라 아니 지금 오늘 지금 거봐 먹어 유대시 어디 숨어요.
This is from this and from this short explanation talk. You can see how important it is to have to learn, yeah, to learn widely, because the more you know, the more you know, the more information you had at your disposal for thinking, for critical analysis, no? Right? Because the more you know, the more you can, the more things you have to work with to think about, you know. And likewise, the more you know about the three jewels, you know, you come to a better understanding of them, and that will help definitely your faith and devotion towards the three jewels, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that's just a, oh, 독신이 딱 시원하네 딱. 그는 대바 어떤데신 대바 체제 대바에 나야 뭐 때로 줘야지 어떤데기 유경아 누구요래 봐.
So having you know, an extensive learning, you know, can help make one's faith and devotion much more stable.
독신이 재산 되게 쉬워하는 시대 하고 터바치고 말해 또 소소 삼로 땅 걸어와 님도 소소 삼로 땅지 단 디레샤 선 주인도 가나 그 대바치를 죽으러 와 어디를.
But as I said earlier, you know, all these benefits will not happen just by listening to the teachings, no? It's just by hearing, you know? It's not going to happen. But on the basis of having heard and reading, then you know you think, you know, think and analyze, no? You know, then when you come to the point that, oh, it's really true, no? You are so sure, no? It has to be like that, you know. Then of course, that promotes faith and devotion and trust, isn't it? Because you have ascertained it, you know, yeah, it really can't be anything else, yeah.
어떻게 다 겹숨 지내 되나마다 감, 다 감 신경 보세요. 드시게 하면 되거나
감
가서. 아니 된다면 온도 신이 드시게 건조비 온도 신 드시게 감지신 모습으로 가나.
Okay, then next one is the basic constituent or the Tathagata essence. You can look at it likewise in an ultimate or conventional way.
어떠시니? 다 아니지 된다 말세 뒤들에 다 가서라 보기 심지 유기 아니 심 라싱을 들면 동바 세시다 동바 와 텔라 아니지 다 된답이 온도시나 감디신이 보세 뒤 디데시아
So the basic constituent from an ultimate point of view refers to the sentient beings' mind, emptiness of inherent existence.
어떻게네? 아 되네마 다 아니지. 다 군주비 온도 잡혔다. 감대신이 무엇이나 다 되게 그래 배쳤다. 그럼 대가르스나 다 심지기 그걸 심지기 심기 뜬나 여배 다 돈다티래. 다 윤대 깨는 게 누바신 거로 봐. 직된다, 직된다, 대비 윤대 깨는 게 누바신 거로 봐. 또, 심지, 심기 띵나 여배, 심기 띵도 여배, 다 직된다, 직된다, 대비 윤대 깨는 게 누바신다. 다, 군주, 다, 온도 제비, 대신이 무엇인가, 무슨, 감사합니다.
Okay, so that's the basic constituent from ultimate point of view. If you say emptiness of, I think you have to say that the sentient beings, minds, emptiness of inherent existence. Yeah. So that's from the ultimate point. Then from a conventional point of view, what is the Tathagata essence or the basic constituent? Constituent, it refers to the potential in the sentient being's mind that is amenable to the development of both the worldly and transcendental qualities.
똑같이 나왔어. 아, you all doing okay? 아? 얼 블랏 어? 하하하 내가 다 독신이 다 돈다 다 돈다 그래 다 멋지게 나무 되겠어. 내가 맞다 창조부세 드시게 다 드니 감 창조부세 다 창조부세 드나 다 군조부터 다 세 다 돈다 독신이 잡힌 게 그래.
Okay, whatever. Next, enlightenment. same thing. Ultimate explanation for the ultimate, that's back in a conventional point in here. So,
어떠시니? 다 돈다 되게 아니지? 다 창조 세대 다 되게 산적군절 드시지 않아? 직발에 돈다 이게 다 개발을 해봐래. 돈다 이 창조 세대 다 죽으나 자야 땅 아마 산적군절 드시지 않아? 직발에 아니지? 군절 이 창조 세대 다 죽으나 자야 땅 아마 직발이 말해.
The explanation of the enlightenment is the same like the Buddha Jivoya. So enlightenment from the ultimate point of view refers to the Dharmakaya, from the conventional point of view refers to the Rupakaya.
어떠시니? 다 되네? 다 돈다 되네? 가서. 다 돈다 되네? 되네? 그래. 자, 다, 거기 산적 군조 세대 즉 드시 잡채, 되라 창조 즉 드시 잡채, 아니, 이 드시 잡고 믿어 왔어. 내가 집어 지장해도 아니 관심이 니 시기 하래서 다디 안 도바용하시.
Why? Oh, I mean, the qualm will naturally arise here. Well, you would say that Buddha and enlightenment is the same thing, right? Then what's the point of repeating it? What's the point of mentioning them mentioning it twice using different words? What's the point? Right?
Oh, to see. Ah, to that this is the one. Ah, kasore. Touch it, kasore. That chick regular, junior, you want to share this. That Japsum said it, that is your dominant. In that Japsum, one of Japsum said it, regular, junior, you want to share it. Japsum, I'm sure she got it. Tandati, Changjup said it, Singular, Dupsime, on the channel, Changjup, she got it, Dupsime, Changju, Tishi, they got it. Chesa Tandachi was young, ready in that, regular, Jurunda, Singular, Dupsing, Namsha, and Tadabayore, Tishita.
Although Buddha and enlightenment are talking about the same thing, but the Buddha refers to the Buddha that you will become, that you have yet to become, but you, that is the Buddha that you can become, that you will become. Yeah, but it hasn't happened yet. But the enlightenment here refers to that which has already happened to others, which is possessed by somebody other than you.
Oh, to see. Then, Mata, you then say, it is a Yadola, Tanashi, and it puts out on Tonda on the Sinner, it is a Yah or Timber. That Tonda, Top Long, and it Top Sogi, and then, and it's a Tavi, and then a Soba, that Tindo, that Takasunata, Tonda, and then Shire, and it conserve you, and then Sidata. And the person, Namigi, the Chungis, or that, number of you, or that, Tunda, today Saneta, consultant, or today Tavasha, you would.
Then, likewise, we've called the explanation of qualities, that is the ultimate and the conventional. Yeah, the ultimate refers to the qualities of separation, and refers to qualities such as 10 powers and so forth. And then the conventional qualities refers to the, what we call the 12 qualities of for 12 ripened qualities or qualities of, yeah, 12 ripened qualities. Nami.
Oh, to see the better, I'm just saying some sign in that business to the Shachu, you talk that number in the Roa, because Sanji sent some sign in the Europe business to Shachu, you talk. Consider you this.
So, you know, the Buddha possesses the 32 major signs, yeah. Right? So I guess perhaps these 32 major signs of the Buddha perhaps could be posited as a conventional quality. Then you have then Buddha's activities. Again, there is the explaining from the ultimate point of view and the conventional. Yeah, so the ultimate Buddha activities or enlightened activities would be the activities of wisdom, and perhaps an illustration would be the chadu yeshi, the wisdom of accomplishment. The wisdom of accomplishment, yeah. Then the conventional Buddha activities would be the enlightened activities of the Buddhas when they of giving, of teaching the Dharma.
Otoxine, Tondai, Otoxine, that dojine dundelata, consultant, Tindegi, Tishikashi, that's the song to Otter.
Okay, so yeah, so this is what's mentioned in the teachings, yeah. About these seven Vajra points, you know, from an ultimate and a conventional perspective, yeah.
Mm-hmm. need more explanation on this or no need? Huh? Which one you need? The sawats, the jamba, the sawats on Makona, the commas on the nine year judicial of Chura, sawats.
Perhaps those who are the newer people, if there's anything that you didn't understand, if there's anything that you would like me to repeat, no, please tell me. The newer people.
Yeah.
Yes. So, well, the question was, why do we need to, why is there a division of these topics into an ultimate and a conventional, isn't it? Before we can appreciate, you know, why and that there's such a treatment in the first place, we must have some understanding of the two truths. You know, the two truths is an explanation of what reality, what constitutes reality. Yeah. So when we talk about reality, the reality, what really exists. So the whole presentation, the presentation of the whole reality can be subsumed into these two levels of truth. Two levels of truth of anything that exists. Yeah. So we call them the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. Yeah. So on the basis of any chosen object that exists, that object has two sides, two levels of truth to it. Any object you choose. Yeah.
Oh, do see me. That cancer is some dumb by now, did it? That cancer says some dumb by now, that bunch of tandem, see? That.
we could use the self or the person as an example. We can use the person to understand how there are two levels of truth to a person. So basically, with any chosen object, any phenomenon that exists, there are two sides to it. There are two levels of truth here. There is a level of truth where there is a harmony or consistency between what appears and how it really exists. Then there's another level of truth whereby there is a disparity between how that object exists as compared to how it appears. So these two levels or facets of truth applies to any phenomenon. So yeah, to keep it short, because any chosen phenomenon in existence has these two levels of truth, isn't it? The level of truth where there is no disparity between how it appears and how it exists. For simplicity, that's the ultimate aspect of that phenomenon. That's the ultimate truth. On the other level of truth, where there is a disparity between how it appears and how it exists, then you call it the conventional truth. And because there are these two sides to any phenomenon, two levels of truth, as such, there are two different minds that can apprehend these two phenomena. So as such, then there is what we call a valid cognizer, distinguishing and ultimate. If I remember my translation correctly, long time really. There is a valid cognizer that distinguishes an ultimate, and there's a valid cognizer that distinguishes a conventionality, I think, yeah. So understanding these two levels of truth is what constitutes when we say reality or existence. So existence is like that, is characterized by these two facets or levels of truth, any chosen phenomenon. It is just how things are, it's just like that in my nature. So the presentation of the Four Noble Truths is made on understanding of these two truths, you see. Why? Because there's this level of truth where there is a disparity between a fundamental disparity between how things appear and actually how they exist. So there are states of mind or consciousnesses that misperceive, you know, that follows this disparity by engaging in it in an erroneous way, and thereby giving to giving and bringing on suffering, you see. So these distorted states of mind what constitute true origins. You know, of the Four Noble Truths, your true origin of suffering. Yeah? So because of these distorted states of mind, then you have its result problems or the suffering. Yeah. So you have those two truths, right? Now, of the Four Noble Truths, you have the true origin and true suffering.
Yeah. She can't have been a concert of Jing to do some time to allow Mazola and she. Demper to Banagiore. Rawanda, turn the temper to the other person, temper to the other. The announcer to Nessun Bitumas, the consuls to the Mazola Kantis number to Snow. None too much Nangitua. Inaya, Tala, now and now she's your person, your mother's that the consuls to the non in between Chu Chagrua. That's a consuls to the Mazanoba. Now,
apply this understanding to in a specific example of a person, let's say, talk about me, self, I, person, right? How do we appear? You know, when we think of the I, how does it appear to the mind? Or when we think of a person, you know, whether it's yourself or somebody else, how does it appear? And whether you're thinking about yourself, you know, holding on to me, I, or holding on to someone, there's first the foundation is this appearance of something real, existing right there, independent from its own side, existing inherently, existing truly, isn't it? So there's this appearance. But not only is there the appearance, we ascend to the appearance, we believe in that appearance, you see. We hold on, that is really true. That is how it is. No? It appears in this way, and that is how it is. So then, that becomes the source for anger, attachment, and what have you. No? Then, when afflictions arise, we follow after the afflictions, we accumulate karma. Then, when we accumulate karma, we have experienced its result. Then we are propelled into further cycles of death and rebirth. And that's how we circle in samsara. So, yeah, by seeing how we ascend to this disparity between by not understanding how there's this disparity, that the disparity between appearance and reality is false, by not understanding that. And then by B, you know, then we are led into true origins and true suffering. Right? From the conventional. So that's from the conventional, right? Conventional point of view, right?
Conventional truth, yeah.
Right, so then based on understanding, based on what is the ultimate, the final nature of reality, you know, the more deeper level nature of reality, the ultimate truth, yeah. How, the, when there is no disparity between appearance and existence, then there is you have the true path, true cessation and true path, yeah. Right. So because the reality is such, you know, we use terms like the two truths, but that is what reality is. It's a description and explanation of what constitutes reality. And anything, there's these two levels of truth here. Because reality is such, therefore, you know, therefore, when we talk about the path leading to freedom from all problems and suffering, the path, because of the level of reality, there are these two levels of truth. On the path, there is also method and wisdom. So there's this method and wisdom, right? When we talk about the path, we talk about it simply, this method and wisdom. So what is this wisdom? This wisdom is explained mainly from the perspective of that mind that understands the ultimate nature of reality, or ultimate truth. Because the reality, there are these two levels of truth. Then in order to move, so when you engage on your travel towards permanent freedom from all suffering, you need to cultivate a path that combines method and wisdom. Yeah, and as I said, wisdom refers primarily to the mind that understands the ultimate nature of reality. Yeah, and because there's the path, because there's method and wisdom, so what you achieve at the end are the two bodies, the truth body and the form body of Buddha. So true, by depending on the path of wisdom, primarily the wisdom directly perceiving selflessness, then what you achieve is the final true path and true cessation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the final true path and true cessation, which is in the continuum of Buddha Superior, yeah? So that is the ultimate Buddha jewel, isn't it? Right? So from this you can see, you know, how by depending on the basis, the two truths, with the reality as being the two truths, one engages in the path which combines method and wisdom, and what you achieve is the two bodies of Buddha. So that's the wisdom aspect of the path. Then the method aspect of power would be things like great compassion. You're talking about mind, yeah? Great compassion. Then you have bodhicitta. So by depending on such a path, that method aspect culminates in the achievement of the conventional Dharma jewel. Conventional Buddha jewel, which is the form body or Rupakaya.
Oh, dear, that Kunzoba, that dear, Pena Sanja Senata, Kunzoba, Tentabas, and that the city of Domino would call Kunzobas, and that Tentabas Rubana, one is Sanja Papa, Koran, and most of the mother Tomatashi. That Pena Sanja Pavi, Gobetama, Sanja Pavi, you get that. Anichi, Lampi Tempas, and Sanja Papa, Koran, and Pinsu, most of the Jewish Shahimato. Since 조구 세토구야 다 맨날 눈구 세토구나 아니 감가 제토구야 말해 두셔야다 다 대야 창세 봐봐 디네시 마톰나 아니시 제토구야 말해 봐봐 다 돈다 레타구야 아니 수지 원남지장 제토구야 말해 조구 전서 전자야다 다 디네게 전에 군조 부신다 보기다 갈사네 디네게 안 되시게 하여 용구야 말해 다 돈다
So, so now you have some idea, yeah, about, you know, this, why we talk about the Buddha jewel in an ultimate sense or in the conventional sense, yeah. So that's one way of explaining. But there are other ways of explaining, ultimate and conventional. So, the true path and true cessation in the continuum of a Buddha superior, that is only the object of utilization or that is, in simple English, is only something that is apprehendable by another Buddha.
Only,
it is only the direct object of utilization of Buddhas. Yeah, only another Buddha can see another Buddha's true path and true cessation directly, perceive and realize it. Yeah, as such. That quality is ultimate. It's the ultimate, it's the final, highest ultimate, you know, in that sense, you know. Then the conventional Buddha jewel refers to the form body, isn't it? Form body, yeah. You have the complete enjoyment body and you have the emanation body. So, the conventional Buddha jewel, which is the form body of Buddha, form body, can be seen by, disciples, who have pure karma. They can see the emanation bodies. Then, Bodhisattva superiors whose minds are more developed, they can see the complete enjoyment body. Yeah. Right. But because they are not Buddhas, they are still sentient beings. Yeah. So these are accessible to sentient beings. Yeah. So in that sense, deformed bodies are called conventional. So that's one way. That's how you can explain conventional ultimate, yeah.
아, 최진이, 아, 다다야, 최근조 세대, 된다면 최근조 세대, 복배 때문에 남북 때문에 쓰기도 와. 아니시겠다, 거기, 아, 송랍진조, 아니, 군조발에 수도 가나야, 지금 원해 많이 말하오시. 로와. 로와. 원해 되다, 거기 복배 때문에 남북 때문에 다 왔어. 다 된다면 수도 있고, 원해 받으려고 해야지. 로와. 아니, 군조발 수도 다 지금, 원해가 많이 벌어지 과연 어떤 내용도 왔다.
Then when we talk about the conventional, when we talk about the Dharma jewel, again, you know, that is treated in the form of ultimate and conventional again, right? So the ultimate Dharma jewel is true path and true cessation, isn't it? That is the real Dharma jewel, the actual thing that protects us, right? Then the conventional Dharma jewel. Refers to things like, could be scriptures or could be, you know, like sutras or actual teachings of Buddha. So because the ultimate Dharma jewel is that which is the actual thing that protects us. So when we talk about the conventional Dharma jewel, like the sutras or the teachings, you know, so the word conventional gives you the idea, the sense that this is not the real Dharma. It's not the real thing that protects you. It's not the actual thing that protects you. You know that feeling? The ultimate is the ultimate one, the true path and true cessation. Yeah, so that's... Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Good question.
Ah,
他的就当然搞过来我就听那他他熊嘛就七年都搞了但他家忙不用过来他搞来搞不用了过他家工作真的不适当他这他这些忙不用用的搞过来这可能他不下去刚刚忙不去死吧哇我觉得
Well, you know, in the when we learn, you know, the teachings, it is inevitable that it's inevitable that the terminology, different words are used. Yeah. It's inevitable. Yeah. That presents a challenge to some people. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, put aside the meaning, even the word itself is difficult. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, there are such challenges.
Yeah.
Speaking of from
kids, it's better if the newer students are. But if the newer students have nothing to say, then it's fine.
So far, the old one keep asking. Question. The new one should ask.
Picking up from the two truths, my question will be on the ultimate Buddha nature. It was mentioned just now, it was the sentient being's mind's emptiness. Can I understand it to be the other way around, as the emptiness of sentient beings, emptiness of the mind of sentient being, rather than the mind's emptiness, sentient beings' mind's emptiness. Because we understand from special insight class, there's a difference between emptiness of a particular object and the particular object's emptiness. One has a broader pervasion that pervades all, whereas the other one has a specific connotation referring to the particular object, the emptiness of the particular object. So my question is the ultimate Buddha nature emptiness of sentient being, its mind? Or is it, like what was mentioned, the sentient being's mind's emptiness?
I'm not good in English, so I don't know.
Okay, put it the other way around. Is there a difference between a particular object's emptiness and the emptiness of a particular object? Is there a difference?
Correct.
Because in special insight class, we learned there were these two, the difference between these two.
Send the betonga. Better don't confuse you people. That's it. 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 sāpa śrāpa sāpa sāpa śrīva caṅga nāra ichi pāra hujya ma tā tu tā yin tā sāpa tsū mūgā na āni tā yin kō jīpa kōnā kēyā ma rā tā sāpa tsū kī yin na tā tīpū kēpā yin kōrā tā tu tā yin sīm jīn yu kī āni sīm yu tīng yī chūn yī sī tā nā yu tī nē yu kī yu rā pēcā tā rā sīm jīn yu kī sīm yu tīng yī chūn yī tī tā rā shī nē rī rā sīkām tī shī yī mō rā sī nī yu kī yu rā
If you don't debate, then you can treat it as the same. If you don't want to think, if you don't want to debate, analyze, you can think it's the same. But what is usually said is what is the basic constituent? What is the naturally abiding lineage? It refers to the suchness of sentient being's mind, or suchness of the mind of a sentient being. That is the naturally abiding lineage, or the Tathagata essence. I think maybe we'll not explain further. I get confused.
New one.
Just to clarify, Ken Rinpoche, the Buddha, the doctrine, and the community, the Sangha, Buddha Dharma Sangha, for the ultimate refuge jewel, be it Buddha Dharma or Sangha, can I say that it is like a mental quality, because it's, you know, either true path for true cessation in the continuum of a Buddha or a Mahayana superior, whereas the conventional refuge jewel seems to be something that, or someone who is a physical thing, you know, like either the actual scriptural teachings or a person like an Arya Bodhisattva or a Buddha. I, that's just a very coarse way of understanding the two. Can we say it is like that?
Yeah, you
can say that. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
That's coarser, huh? Korim dishim de tatka matsum de to ya tat. Okay, I think I'm going to stop soon. Just one more question. Yeah, alle, so those who have given the exam, the question, your paper is here, you can take back later after class.
Clarify. That's just now we're talking about ultimate and conventional. So under the qualities, the ultimate qualities is talking about 10 powers. So, right?
Yeah. Qualities.
10 powers, right?
Qualities, not activity.
No, qualities. Okay. So the 10 powers is, sorry, I'm not too sure what's the 10 powers, but how are the 10 powers related to the ultimate truth? Are they all wisdom or?
Right, so what the time?
Yes. from perspective, mainly from wisdom side.
That all is said to her. Lapor Dani Chipogita, Dujine to Shakovi, Jutan, Pangrim, to the Yungoeta, Jutan to Namja Sundu, and they said to her, Shinkrita.
This is just a brief presentation of the seven Vajra points here. The elaboration on these points will come in the paragraphs below here. So there's more details on the three jewels, and then most of the vast majority of this chapter is dedicated to the Tathagata essence. Yeah. Then there also is an explanation of why there's a need. What's the purpose of explaining these seven Vajra topics, and why are they ordered in this particular way?
Oh, Dushine, that's what I'm saying. 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 That's what 미 거의 주어 담아나 싫어 던다도 군족이 잡아버리는 시고 가려냈어 아니 좋아 지금 바로 거다 세로 단시도 다 군족 던담 뒤내는 뜻이 나로 뒤에 세로 맞다나 산재라 해지 불어 거 세로 담도 다 군족 던담 다 남다 신기 쳐낸다 다음에는 뒤에 없이 세로 단시 구도와 또 다치래요.
So what you have to do is at least to memorize what are these seven Vajra topics, and memorize just memorize. Whether you understand or not, just memorize for now what is ultimate Buddha Jewel, conventional Dharma, Buddha Jewel, and so forth. Yeah. Because only when you keep the words in the mind, then you have a basis to work with it to then make it clearer as you move on, you know. Yeah, that is the foundation. Yeah, you must remember, yeah. And, well, like the question was asked earlier, you know, why is there, why do we have to present these topics in an ultimate and conventional way? Why? The whole point is to make it clearer, exactly. You, otherwise, if you just say Buddha is enough, a Buddha. Yeah? It's like, when we want to know what Buddha is, then, you know, to make it clearer, then, you know, oh, and then from the outer point of view is this, then from the conventional point is this, and then will lead to many other questions, and then it becomes clearer and clearer, isn't it?
Oh, to send that, to get that shit, to do some of the time, when you say, I'm sure, Carson, when you did, Lam Tapsin, you are. Lam Tapsin, you did, you got the Carson, she let the money in Napsha, your eyes are. That, the day get on the Hachi, the money in Napsha, my uncle, and it's some of the end, you would go.
Well, if you look at it from top down, Why are there the two bodies? Truth body and the form body of Buddha. Why? The answer is because there is the path consisting of method and wisdom. But why is the path like that? Why? Because the reality is that there are these two levels of truth. So this is, having said that, why is it? Why?
Then
if you are looking at it from the level of reality. Then why are there these two truths? Then what is ultimate truth? What is conventional truth? What does it mean to say that there is no disparity between how something appears and how it exists? What does it mean to say that there's a disparity between how something appears, between how it exists? Yeah. And how these two levels of truth constitutes every single phenomenon. And yeah, so it's not easy.
Oh, tindarisha, tukshin hinda, tanda tira, tanda, 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 kum chua tangdi yabu shumu sonsu, tira, kabla chua mena ngaram kawa shiwa maha kumidwa.
So, that happened to be a good question about why there's the division in the ultimate and conventional. So that gave me something to talk about. Otherwise, sometimes I really run out of things to say.
Okay, stop here. Huh? Okay. Mm-hmm.